starting to fly. I'm not that naive. Men want men to ride with clouds between their knees. I'm only a man, no silly.
I'm going to give you one more from the year 2000 before we start. Watch This, which is my movie show that I do from time to time. The Big Picture will be back next week. I believe Derek is doing an Oscar show next week, and I will be talking about the Oscars a little more next week, and I will a little bit tonight as well. I'm going to tell you the 8 out of the 9 best pictures that I've seen so far and what I think of them so far. Maybe give you an idea if you feel like going out and seeing a movie this weekend or over the next few days before the Oscars. The Oscars are February 9th, so still got about a week and a half if you want to root on your favorite movie of the year, or maybe it didn't make it. Who knows? Anyway, I like the Oscars. It's like my Super Bowl for movies. I've always been a big movie fan and a film fan, and goes back years and years. I've always loved movies, and I wrote scripts and did all kinds of things. So anyway, watch this coming up next. I got this album called The Best of Everything from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, and I pretty much have everything on it except for one track on it. And I ended up listening to this track. It was from the year 2000. It was recorded in August of 2000 when Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers went to his friend's studio to record a new version of Surrender, which was placed on the anthology Through the Years as a new song, and For Real remained unissued until this album, Best of Everything, came out after Tom Petty passed away. And it's a great, great song from the year 2000, and I'd like to end time travel that, and I'll get ready for Watch This. So this is For Real, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. You probably haven't heard this before. Maybe you have if you're a Tom Petty fan, but you can only find this on that anthology, and it's a great song, and I figured I'd share it with you today and close the show with it, or at least close time travel with it. Stick around for Watch This with Chris Earle on WMFO here in Medford.
Good night, future boy!
Oh, brother, look what we've become. Oh, brother, could we be so dumb? They set us up like dominoes. I didn't do it for no magazine. Didn't do it for no video. Never did it for no CEO.
101.5 WMFO in Hartford.
So won't you hurry? Come on, boy, see about me.
See about me.
See about you, baby.
See about me.
Hello, sir.
Oh, yeah? Watch this.
Watch what?
And now, before the next show starts, let's enjoy an intermission. You'll find our snack bar chock full of good things to eat and drink. Tasty, tempting hot dogs, thirst-quenching soft drinks, fresh, crunchy popcorn, a complete assortment of delicious candy, and a full line of cigarettes. You've plenty of time, so visit the snack bar now. A tasty treat will double your enjoyment of the show. For your convenience, we shall keep you informed of the remaining intermission time, 3 minutes before the next show starts.
Hello there. Once again, time travelers, let's watch this with Chris Earle on WMFO in Medford. The Big Picture will be back next week. I'm going to cover two movies tonight. Usually I do five, and I thought about doing the three Monty Python movies, but now I'm going to do two. I'm going to do Life of Brian, and I'm going to do The Meaning of Life, which are the two movies that Terry Jones directed in total. He also did Holy Grail, but he also worked with Terry Gilliam on that, directing that. And I thought I'd give you a little treat and play the soundtracks to both of those tonight. And if we have time, I might do a couple more little things here. And I'm going to talk a little bit about the Oscars, at least my picks for favorite picture. But first, The Life of Brian. Watch this, Monty Python, today till 9 p.m.
Wise men.
What?
We are three wise men.
Well, what are you doing creeping out of the car shed at 2 o'clock in the morning? That doesn't sound very wise to me.
We are astrologers. We have come from the east.
Is this some kind of joke?
We wish to praise the infant.
We must pay homage to him.
Homage? You're all drunk. It's disgusting. Out! Come on, out! No. Burst in here with tales about oriental fortune tellers. Come on, out!
No, no, we must see him.
Go and praise someone else's brat. Go on!
We were led by a star.
Led by a bottle of all light? Go on, out!
Well, we must see him. We have brought presents.
Out!
Gold, frankincense, myrrh.
Well, why didn't you say he's over there? So you're astrologers, are you? Well, what is he then? What star sign is he?
Capricorn.
Capricorn, eh? What are they like?
He is the son of God, our Messiah, king of the Jews.
Well, that's Capricorn, is it?
No, that's just him.
Oh, I was going to say, otherwise there'd be a lot of them.
By what name are you calling him?
Brian.
We worship you, O'Brien, who are Lord over us all. Praise unto you, Brian, and to the Lord our Father. Amen.
You do a lot of this, then?
What?
This praising.
No.
If you drop in by again, do pop in. Thank you. Goodbye. Oh, weren't they nice?
Out of their bloody minds, but still.
Brian. The babe they call Brian. He grew. Grew and grew. Grew up to be. Grew up to be. A boy called Brian. A boy called Brian. He had arms and legs.
Consolation. How blessed are those of gentle spirit. They shall have the earth for their possession. How blessed are those who hunger and thirst to see right prevail.
Speak up!
Shh, quiet, Mum.
Well, I can't hear a thing. Let's go to Stoning.
Shh, you can go to a Stoning any time.
Oh, come on, Brian.
Will you be quiet?
Pick your nose.
I wasn't picking my nose, I was scratching.
You was picking it while he was talking to that lady.
I wasn't.
Leave it alone, give it a rest.
Do you mind? I can't hear a word he's saying.
Don't you do you mind me. I was talking to my husband.
Well, go and talk to him somewhere else. I can't hear a bloody thing.
Don't you swear at my wife.
I was only asking her to shut up so he can hear what he's saying, big nose.
Don't you call my husband big nose.
Well, he has got a big nose.
Could you be quiet, please?
What was that? I don't know. I was too busy talking to Big Nose.
I think it was Blessed Are the Cheesemakers.
What's so special about the cheesemakers?
Well, obviously, it's not meant to be taken literally. It refers to any manufacturers of dairy products.
See, if you haven't been going on, we'd have heard that, Big Nose.
Hey, say that once more, or I'll smash your bloody face in.
Oh. Better keep listening. Might be a bit about Blessed Are the Big Noses.
Oh, lay off him.
Oh, you're not so bad yourself, Conkface. Where are you two from? Nose City?
One more time, mate. I'll take you to fucking cleaners.
Language! And don't pick your nose.
I wasn't going to pick my nose. I'm going to thump him.
You're not going to thump anybody.
I'll thump him if he calls me Big Nose again.
Listen, I'm only telling the truth. You have got a very big nose.
Your nose is going to be 3 foot wide across your face by the time I finish with you.
Shh. Well, who it yours then? Glass, Big Brother.
Oh, right. That's your last warning.
Oh, do pipe down.
Oh, come on. Let's go to the stoning.
Stone, sir?
Nah, they got them up there lying around on the ground.
Oh, not like these, sir. Look at these. Feel the quality of that. That's craftsmanship, sir.
Yeah, all right. 2 points, two flats and a packet of gravel.
Should be a good one this afternoon.
Yeah?
Local boy.
Oh.
Matthias, son of Deuteronomy of Gath.
Well, I say yes.
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 You have been found guilty by the elders of the town of uttering the name of our Lord. And so, as a blasphemer, you are to be stoned to death.
Look, I had a lovely supper, and all I said to my wife was that piece of halibut was good enough for Jehovah.
Blasphemy!
He said it again! Did you hear him?
Are there any women here today? Very well. By virtue of the authority vested in me.
Oh, lay off. We haven't started yet.
Come on. Who threw that? Who threw that stone? Come on.
Sorry, I thought
we started. Go to the back.
Oh, dear.
Always one, isn't there?
Look, I don't think it ought to be blasphemy. Just saying Jehovah.
You're making it worse for yourself.
Making it worse? How could it be worse? Jehovah, Jehovah, Jehovah.
I'm warning you, if you say Jehovah once more. Right, who threw that? Come on, who threw that?
Was it you?
Yes.
Right.
Well, you did say Jehovah.
Oh, will you put that? Come here. Now look, no one is to stone anyone until I blow this whistle. Do you understand? Even, and I want to make this absolutely clear, even if they do say Jehovah.
Spare a talent for an old ex-leper?
Basil!
Spare a talent for an old ex-leper?
A talent? That's more than he earns in a month!
Off talent, then.
Now go away!
Come on, Big Nose, let's haggle.
What?
All right, cut the haggling. Say you open at 1 shekel, I start at 2,000, we close about 1,800.
No.
1,750.
Go away!
1,740.
But will you leave him alone?
All right, 2 shekels, just two.
Is this fun, eh? Look, he's not giving you any money, so piss off!
All right, so my final offer, half a shekel for an old ex-leper.
Did you say...
ex-leper? That's right, sir. 16 years behind the bell, I'm proud of you, sir.
Well, what happened?
Oh, cured, sir.
Cured?
Yes, some bloody miracle, sir.
Who cured you?
Jesus did, sir. I was hopping along, under my own business. All of a sudden, up he comes, cures me. 1 minute I'm a leper with a trade, next minute my livelihood's gone. Not so much as a by your leave.
You're cured, mate. Bloody do-gooder.
Well, why don't you go and tell him that you want to be a leper again?
Oh, I could do that, sir, yeah. Yeah, I could do that, I suppose. What was thinking, I was going to ask him if he'd make me... a bit lame in one leg during the middle of the week. You know, something beggable, but not leprosy, which is a pain in the ass. To be blunt, excuse my French, sir, but...
Brian, come and clean your room out!
There you are.
Thank you, sir, thank you.
Half a denarii for me bloody life story?
There's no pleasing some people.
That's just what Jesus said, sir.
Big Nose, Mum.
Oh, stop thinking about sex!
I wasn't!
You're always on about it! Morning, noon and night! Will the girls like this? Will the girls like that? Is it too big? Is it too small?
Well, there's a reason it's like it is, Brian.
What is it?
Your father isn't Mr. Cohen.
I never thought he was.
Now, none of your cheek! He was a Roman, Brian.
He was a centurion in the Roman army.
You mean you were raped?
Oh, at first, yes.
Who was it?
Nautius Maximus, his name was. Promised me the known world, he did. I was to be taken to Rome, housed by the forum, slaves, asses milk, as much gold as I could eat. Then he, having his way with me, had, boom, like a rat out of an aqueduct.
The bastard!
Yes, and next time you go on about the bloody Romans, don't forget you're one of them.
I'm not a Roman lump, and I never will be. I'm a kike, a yid, a hebe, a hooknose. I'm kosher, Mum. I'm a Red Sea pedestrian and proud of it.
Sex, 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 that's all they think about
us. Link. It just says Link here, but it doesn't say anything else.
I'm sorry, yes. I'll deal with this, Nigel.
Can you?
Yes, he just wants to know what's going on.
Link.
Yes, this is just
might
a...
be Link.
No, it's Link. We just wanted you to link all the bits together. You see, what we've got is a film.
Yes,
and,
I see.
And it doesn't make much sense,
well,
you know, just on a record.
More for you.
Well, yes, luckily it's a sort of nonsense type comedy group who are doing this,
oh,
so it doesn't really matter, you know,
yes,
the kids
yes.
tend to like this sort
yes,
of stuff.
Yes.
But what we really need to do is link a few of the odd scenes together.
Right,
and,
right,
we want
do.
You to, yeah. to do it.
Yes, fine,
okay.
fine.
Good.
But I will need a few of the words written sort of
yes,
down for me.
So Kevin's got the words.
Normally they do that sort of thing.
Yes, he's got the words.
Has he?
Yes.
Well, he'll bring them in, will he, presumably?
He'll bring them in right away.
Link. I can't read this.
Yes, I'm sorry, it's in handwriting. We did it in the pub.
Here, there, way day, pots, nan.
Mm-hmm.
Arson, leal, sturts, lings aboard. Master.
Well, unfortunately, none of the Warner Brothers are here tonight, so we can't really ask them. Maybe if you just say it as written.
Oh, very well. Don't pass audit, Prug. Lack good bits. Uber Rennes came. Hey, is the posned Arson Arlesley stance using B curd? Percendi kill the Merkley? Meanwhile, Link. Was that?
I think that's the sort of thing they want, yes.
Is it really?
Dark tank, Wren's livers, chaff inch brains. Jaguar's earlobe, wolf nipple chips, get them while they're hot, they're lovely. Dromedary pretzels, only half a dinar. Tuscany fried bat.
I do feel, Reg, that any anti-imperialist group like ours must reflect such a divergence of interest within its power base.
Agreed. Francis? Yeah, I think Judith's point of view is very valid, Reg. Provided the movement never forgets that it is the inalienable right of every man...
Or woman.
...to rid himself...
Or herself.
Agreed. Thank you, brother.
Or sister.
Where was I?
I think you finished.
Oh, right.
Furthermore, it is the birthright of every man...
Or woman.
Why don't you shut up about women, Stan? You're putting us off.
Women have a perfect right to play a part in our movement, Reg.
Why are you always on about women, Stan?
I want to be one.
What?
I want to be a woman. From now on, I want you all to call me Loretta.
What?
It's my right as a man.
Well, why do you want to be Loretta, Stan?
I want to have babies.
You want to have babies?
It's every man's right to have babies if he wants them.
But you can't have babies.
Don't you oppress me.
I'm not oppressing you, Stan. You haven't got a womb. Where's the fetus going to gestate? You're going to keep it in a box?
Here, I've got an idea. Suppose you agree that he can't actually have babies, not having a womb, which is nobody's fault, not even the Romans, but that he can have the right to have babies.
Good idea, Judith. We shall fight the oppressors for your right to have babies, brother. Sister, sorry.
What's the point?
What?
What's the point of fighting for his right to have babies when he can't have babies?
It is symbolic of our struggle against oppression.
Symbolic of his struggle against reality.
Ocelot spleens.
Got any nuts?
I haven't got any nuts, sorry. I've got wren's livers, badger spleens.
No.
Otter's noses?
I don't want that Roman rubbish.
Why don't you sell proper food?
Proper food?
Yeah, not those rich imperialist titbits.
Oh, don't blame me. I didn't ask to sell this stuff.
All right, bag of otters' noses, then.
Make it two.
Two.
Thanks, Reg.
Are you the Judean People's Front?
Fuck off.
What?
Judean People's Front. Well, the People's Front of Judea. Judean People's Front. Oh, wankers.
Can I join your group?
No, piss off. I didn't want to sell this stuff. It's only a job. I hate the Romans as much as anybody.
Listen, if you wanted to join the PFJ, you'd have to really hate the Romans.
I do.
Oh, yeah? How much?
A lot.
Right, you're in.
The only people we hate more than the Romans. Judean People's Front.
And the Judean Popular People's Front. The People's Front of Judea. Splitters.
We're the People's Front of Judea.
Oh, I thought we were the Popular Front.
People's Front.
What's your name?
Brian. Brian Cohen.
We may have a little job for you, Brian.
Do I talk here?
No, not here, because we've got all this dramatic music on, you see. We shouldn't have any voice over here.
Right. Well, I'll just nip around the corner, I think.
No. If you could actually please just stay in the building. We'll need you in a minute or two.
All right. And the,
Shh. Here he is now.
What's this, then? Romanes Aeon Domus? People call Romanes, they go the house?
It says Romans go home.
No, it doesn't. What's Latin for Roman? Come on, come on.
Romanus?
Goes like.
Annus?
Vocative plural of Annus is.
Anni?
Romani. Aeunt? What is aeunt?
Go.
Conjugate the verb to go.
Here, eo is it imus idis aeunt.
So aeunt is?
Third person plural present indicative. They go.
But Romans go home is an order, so you must use the...
Yeah, imperative.
Which is? How many Romans?
Ite.
Domus. Nominative. Go home. This is motion towards, isn't it, boy?
Dative! Not the dative! No! The accusative! Accusative! Domum, sir! Domum!
Except the Thomas takes me!
The locative, sir!
Which is?
Domum!
Domum! Understand?
Yes, sir!
Now, write out 100 times.
Yes, sir! Thank you, sir! Hail Caesar, sir!
Hail Caesar! If it's not done by sunrise, I'll cut your balls off.
Where is he?
He's just nipped out to the pub.
Oh, God, we need him for this link. All right. Meanwhile, on the other side of the town, a group of fanatic revolutionaries plot the overthrow of the entire Roman Empire. That'll do. They'll never notice it warn us.
Oh, sorry. I was just...
Doesn't matter. We've done it now.
Oh.
What exactly are the demands? We're giving Pilate 2 days to dismantle the entire apparatus of the Roman imperialist state, and if he doesn't agree immediately, we execute her.
Hey! Let us wipe the bastard. They've taken everything we had. And not just from us. From our fathers. And from our fathers' fathers.
And from our fathers' fathers' fathers.
Yeah.
And from our fathers' 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 fathers.
You're right, Stan. Don't labour the point. And what have they ever given us in return?
The aqueduct.
What?
The aqueduct.
Oh, yeah. They did give us that. That's true, yeah.
And the sanitation.
Oh, yeah, the sanitation, Reg. Remember what the city used to be like?
Yeah, all right, I'll grant you, the aqueduct and sanitation are 2 things the Romans have done.
And the roads.
Well, yeah, obviously the roads. I mean, the roads go without saying, don't they? But apart from the sanitation, the aqueduct and the roads...
Irrigation.
Medicine.
Mm-hmm. Education.
Yeah, all right, fair enough.
And the wine.
Yeah, that's something we've really missed, Reg, if the Romans left.
Public baths.
And it's safe to walk in the streets at night now, Reg.
Yeah, they certainly know how to keep order. Let's face it, the only ones who could in a place like this.
All right, but apart from the sanitation, the medicine, education, wine, public order, irrigation, roads, the fresh water system and public health, what have the Romans ever done for us?
Brought peace?
Oh, peace! Shut up!
The raid backfires. Brian is captured and all the rest are killed. Brian, beaten, bruised and bleeding, is thrown into Pilate's darkest, stinking dungeon.
Very good indeed.
You lucky bastard.
Who's that?
You lucky bastard.
What?
trot the little jailer's pet, aren't we?
What do you mean?
You must have slipped him a few shekels, eh?
Slipped him a few shekels? You saw him spit in my face.
Oh, what wouldn't I give to be spat at in a face? Oh, sometimes I'm awake at night dreaming of being spat at in a face.
Well, it's not exactly friendly, is it? They have me in manacles.
Manacles? Oh, my dear Evan, it's to be allowed to be put in manacles just for a few hours.
They must think the sun shines out of your arse, Sonny.
Oh, lay off me. I've had a hard time.
You've had a hard time. I've been here 5 years. They only hung me the right way up yesterday. So don't you come now.
All right, all right.
They must think you're Lord God Almighty.
What will they do to me?
Oh, you'll probably get away with crucifixion.
Crucifixion?
Yeah, first offence.
Get away with crucifixion? It's...
best thing the Romans ever did for us.
What?
Oh, yeah. If we didn't have crucifixion, this country would be in a right bloody mess.
God!
Nail them up, I say!
God!
Nail some sense into them!
What do you want?
I want you to move me to another cell.
Oh, look at that! Bloody favouritism!
Shut up, you!
Sorry.
Pilot wants to see you.
Me?
Come on!
Pilot, what's he want to see me for?
I think he wants to know which way you want to be crucified.
Oh! Nice one, Centurion. Like it.
Shut up!
What?
Hail Caesar!
Hail!
Only one survivor, sir.
Ah! Throw him to the floor.
What, sir?
Throw him to the floor. Now, what is your name, Jew?
Brian, sir.
Brian, eh?
No, Brian.
Ow! The little rascal has spirit?
Has what, sir?
Spirit?
Yes, he did, sir.
No, spirit, sir. Bravado, a touch of daring do.
Oh, about 11, sir.
So, you dare to wade us?
To what, sir?
Strike him, Centurion, very roughly.
Oh, and throw him to the floor, sir.
What?
Throw him to the floor again, sir.
Oh, yes, throw him to the floor, please. Now, Jewish rapscallion.
I'm not Jewish, I'm a Roman.
A Roman?
No, Roman.
Your father was a Roman. Who was he?
He was a centurion in the Jerusalem garrison.
Really? What was his name?
Nautius Maximus.
Centurion, do you have anyone of that name in the garrison?
Well, no, sir.
Well, you sound very sure. Have you checked?
Well, no, sir. I think it's a joke, sir. Like, Ciliosodus or Biggus Dickus, sir.
What's so funny about Biggus Dickus?
Well, it's a joke name, sir.
I have a very great friend in Rome called Biggus Dickus. Silence! What is all this insolence? You will find yourself in gladiator school very quickly with rotten behaviour like that.
Can I go now, sir?
In the meantime...
No,
During?
Yes, try during.
During the meanwhile...
No, that's not right. That's not good English. Can you try during the meantime?
During the meantime...
No, that's not right either.
Meantime, meanwhile, during the...
While.
During the while...
No, that won't work at all.
It sounded quite good to me.
No, I don't think it's very good English. I'm sorry.
Wasn't it?
No.
Oh. During... What did I say?
During the meanwhilest.
During the meanwhilest? No, I don't like that at all. During... Well, what should I try?
We'll just cut this.
What?
We'll just cut this link.
What, do you mean we don't need it at all?
I don't think so.
That's all right, then.
Again, this is Watch This with Chris Earle on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. I just played you side one to The Life of Brian soundtrack from 1979. Terry Jones, who had passed away last week, directed The Life of Brian. And it's great. Holy Grail's great. Life of Brian's great. Meaning of Life, some great, great bits in Meaning of Life, but not perfect like the others. It's more of a musical than Life of Brian or The Holy Grail are. But I was going to play you both sides of Life of Brian, but I think what I'm going to do is just play you some bits of Meaning of Life, and then I'm going to talk about the Oscars a little bit, at least the best pictures, and what my pick is for favorite. So right now, I found a couple of radio spots from Life of Brian that were played around 1979. The movie itself came out in 1979, and it was banned all over the UK. It came out in August of 79. I actually went to England in 1990, and it was still actually banned. They had played it in England, but like there were a number of places that they still hadn't played it. I think it was Ireland, Norway, it was banned. It had an X rating when it came out. It had a budget of $4 million. It made $20 million. Pink Floyd and George Harrison, a number of other rock bands, ended up producing the movie because they had lost their funding for it, and then a bunch of rock stars came in and put in some money because at the time, I guess, the Crown was taking 90% of their earnings, so it was a tax write-off. So a member of the Beatles, George Harrison, ended up putting in some financing for Life of Brian through his company, Handmade Films, which ended up making a number of films over the years, including Terry Gilliam's Time Bandits, which is a great little movie. So Terry Jones had passed away last Wednesday. And I thought about like stopping everything and doing some Monty Python, but I figured now, wait a week and do a little bit from his movies and talk a little bit about these movies here. I've been watching like some old Letterman interviews too with Terry Jones as well as the rest of the members of Monty Python. I mean, what a great group, and just the best comedy group of all time, I think. And as John Cleese said, two down, four to go. It's pretty interesting seeing how brilliant all six of these guys are and what they brought to the table for each of them. And Terry Jones just was a scholar, really smart dude. He wrote a lot. He was a history buff. And he was a director, and he did children's books. Just a really cool little guy. You'd know him as the Naked Python, the guy that was always naked playing the piano, and just great stuff. So anyway, I'm going to play you a little bit more from Monty Python, and then I'm going to give you the Once Upon a Time in Hollywood soundtrack for the latter half of the show here. So I'm going to play you some more Python. I'm going to play some Meaning of Life, maybe the first side of the Meaning of Life soundtrack, and these radio spots, maybe a couple other little surprises for you. It's Watch This here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Also today, See It, Rent It, Skip It. We're going to go through the top 10 movies in the box office right now. I'll tell you whether to see it, rent it, or stream it, or to skip it. And we are here with you until 9 p.m. Thanks for listening to your Freeform station. It is WMFO here in Medford.
From the manger to the binnacle of success.
Pinnacle.
That's the story of Monty Python's Life of Brain.
Brian.
Now, from the barnacle of Warner Brothers, comes the wife of Brian Albumin. Albinum.
Record.
Get it now and annoy yourself.
Enjoy yourself.
Oh, sorry.
You big place for this, brother.
Monty Python's Life of Brian. A record that is twice as good as anything you half liked.
I said to him, Bernie, they'll never make that money back.
Good morning. Have you got Henry Kissinger Sings the Blues?
No, but we have got the new Monty Python's Life of Brian album.
How about Sir Keith Joseph's Bath Songs?
No, that neither. But we do have the Monty Python's Life of Brian album.
Or Richie Beno at the Talk of the Town?
Life of Brian album's very good.
Or Greta Garbo sings the Ramones.
How about the soundtrack from the film Life of Brian?
Fred Astaire and Ginger Baker.
No, I'm sorry, I'm afraid we don't have any of those.
Oh, all right. I'll have the Monty Python album.
It's all right, we're sold out.
Monty Python's Life of Brian, banned in Norway, Ireland and Harrogate. Get it before they do.
Some things in life are bad. They can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, that grumble, give a whistle. And this'll help things turn out for the best. And always look on the bright side of life. Always. always look on the light side of life. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten, and that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps, just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing. Hey,
always look on the bright side of life.
Come on.
Always look on the bright side of life.
For life is quite absurd, and death's the final word. You must always face the curtain with a bow. Forget about your scene, give the audience a grin. Enjoy it, it's your last chance anyhow.
So always look on the bright side of death. Just before you draw your terminal breath.
Life's a piece of shit when you look at it. Life's a laugh and death's a joke, it's true. You'll see it's all a show, keep them laughing as you go. Just remember that the last laugh is on you. And
always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the right side of life.
Records available in the foyer. Some of us got to live as well, you know. Alright, it's a lot. Let's get this place up there. He changed his mantle within 3 weeks. What do you think plays for this rubbish? Never made the money back, you know. I told him. I said to him, Bernie, I said, they'll never make that money back.
Congratulations, record buyer. You are now the proud owner of the first soundtrack album ever to be introduced by Live Fish. Apart from some copies of Shane in South America.
Morning.
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 What's new?
Not much.
Morning!
Morning! Morning! Morning! Frank was just asking what's new.
Morning!
Yeah.
Hey, look! Howard's being eaten.
Is he?
Makes you think, doesn't it?
Hmm.
I mean, what's it all about?
Beats me.
Why are we here? What's life all about? Is God really real? Or is there some doubt? Well, tonight we're going to sort it all out. For tonight, it's the meaning of life. What's the point of all these hoax? Is it the chicken and the egg time? Are we just yokes? Or perhaps we're just one. Is life just a game where we make up the rules while we're searching for something to say? Or are we just simply spiraling coils of self-replicating deeds?
miracle of birth.
Mrs. Moore's contractions are more frequent, Doctor.
Go on, take her into the fetus frightening room.
Right.
It's a bit bare in it, isn't it? Yes. Yes. More apparatus, please, nurse.
Yes, Doctor.
The EEG, the BP monitor, and the AVV.
Yes, certainly, Doctor.
And get the machine that goes bing. And get the most expensive machines in case the administrator comes. Just behind you. Lovely, lovely. Jolly good. That's better. That's much, much better. Yes. More like it. Still something missing, though. Patient!
Yes.
Where's the patient?
Anyone seen the
patient?
Ah! Here she is.
Bring it over here. Mind the machine! Come along.
Come along.
Jump up then.
Hello, now don't you worry.
We'll soon have you cured.
Leave it all to us, you'll never know what hit you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Trips up.
Injections.
Can I put the tube in the baby's head?
Only if I can do the episiotomy.
Okay.
There you go.
What do I do?
Nothing, dear. You're not qualified.
Leave it to us.
What's that for?
That's the machine that goes bing. You see, that means your baby is still alive.
And that's the most expensive machine in the whole hospital.
Yes, it cost over £750,000.
Aren't you lucky?
The administrator is here, Doctor.
Switch everything on. Morning, gentlemen. Morning, gentlemen.
Very impressive, very impressive. And what are you doing this morning?
It's a birth.
Ah, what sort of thing is that? Well, that's when we take a new baby out of a lady's tummy.
It's wonderful what we can do nowadays. Ah, I see you have the machine that goes bing. This is my favorite. You see, we lease this back from the company we sold it to, and that way it comes under the monthly current budget and not the capital account. Thank you, thank you. We try to do our best. Well, do carry on.
Oh, the bulb is dilating, Doctor.
Oh, yes, there's the head. He has 4 centimeters, 5, 6 centimeters.
Lights!
Amplify the ping machine.
Mast up.
Suction.
Eyes down for a full house.
Here it comes. And frighten it. Here.
And the rough toes.
Show it to the mother. That's enough.
Right. Sedate her.
Number the child.
Measure it, blood type it, and isolate it.
Okay. Cheers, Eva.
Thank you, everyone.
Is it a boy or a girl?
Now, I think it's a little early to start imposing roles on it, don't you? Now, a word of advice. You may find that you suffer for some time a totally irrational feeling of depression. PMD, as we doctors call it. So, it's lots of happy pills for you, and you can find out all about the birth when you get home. It's available on Betamax, VHS, and Super 8.
Somewhere in...
Imagine being forced to live outside with only a thin coat to protect you from the bitter cold. Desperate, you call out to your family, but they ignore you. All alone, you shiver and shake as frostbite sets in, and you slowly freeze to death. When it's cold, bring your cat or dog inside. Make sure other outside animals have adequate food, water, and shelter, and report neglect immediately. For more information, visit PETA.org or call 757-622-PETA.
It's lots of happy pills for you, and you can find out all about the birth when you get home. It's available on Betamax, VHS, and Super 8.
Somewhere in the world, a baby is born every 1.7 seconds. This means that in the time it takes to fry an egg, in a conventional frying pan, over 137 babies have been born. Unless you like your egg really crispy and golden brown on the outside like I do. In which case you could have over 200 really crisply fried babies. Or if you're cooking on gas, about 194. But of course the real problem is that by far the great majority of these fried eggs are born in areas least able to support them.
The Meaning of Life, Part 2. The Third World. Yorkshire.
Now whose tea time is it?
now. Vincent, Tessa, Valerie, Janine, Martha, Andrew, Thomas, Walter, Pat, Linda, Michael, Evadne, Alice, Dominic, and Sasha, it's your bedtime. Now, don't argue. Laura, Alfred, Nigel, Annie, Simon, Amanda...
Wait. I've got something to tell the whole family.
Oh, quick. Go and get the others in, Gordon.
The mill's closed. There's no more work. We're destitute. Come in, my little love. I've got no option but to sell you all for scientific experiments. No, no, that's the way it is, my loves. Blame the Catholic Church for not letting me wear one of those little rubber things. Oh, they've done some wonderful things in their time. They've preserved the might and majesty, even mystery of the Church of Rome. And the sanctity of the sacraments, the indivisible oneness of the Trinity. But if they let me wear one of those little rubber things on the end of my cock, we won't be in the mess we are now.
Couldn't Mummy have worn some sort of pessary?
Not if we're going to remain members of the fastest growing religion in the world, my boy. You see, we believe... Well, let me put it like this.
There are Jews in the world. There are Buddhists. There are Hindus and Mormons and then... There are those that follow Mohammed, but I've never been one of them. I'm a Roman Catholic and have been since before I was born. And the one thing they say about Catholics is they'll take you as soon as you're warm. You don't have to be a six-footer. You don't have to have a great brain. You don't have to have any clothes on. You're a Catholic the moment that came. Because every sperm is sacred. Every sperm is great. If a sperm is wasted, God gets quite irate.
Every sperm is sacred. Every sperm is great. If the sperm is wasted, God gets quite irate.
Let the heathen spill theirs on the dusty ground.
Thank you.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
Don't stand there, Gorbin! Like you've never seen the hand of God before! Now, today we're going to do marching up and down the square! That is, unless any of you got anything better to do. Well, anyone got anything they'd rather be doing than marching up and down the square? Yes, Atkinson.